This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia's public defender system is already struggling to make sure that it can afford to represent poor people who can't afford attorneys. Now, a state Supreme Court ruling may complicate all of that. The court ruled that it is not permissible for different lawyers in the same public defender's office to represent multiple defendants in a criminal case if one of the lawyers has a conflict of interest. Sounds very technical, but it could have a very practical effect on the representation of poor defendants in Georgia. Stacey Abrams is a Democratic representative from Atlanta. She is the House Minority Leader. Stacey Abrams, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Again, this sounds really technical, but can we put it in like a for instance? There are very often like multiple defendants arrested in a case, and then prosecutors might try to make a deal with one to flip on another. Is that the kind of case we're talking about here?
Exactly. If you have a defendant who's arrested for a robbery and he had a co-defendant who was in the store with him, one person is saying that the other person had the gun. Both of those people could not be represented by the same public defender's office, because there would be a conflict between their stories and there would be a conflict of interest for a lawyer to try to represent two people who were claiming completely opposite responsibilities.
But let's say that they are both unable to afford an attorney. They get referred to, let's say it happened in DeKalb County. They'd both get referred to the DeKalb County Public Defender's Office, but they'd have different lawyers, wouldn't they?
They would have different lawyers who were bound by the same rules that would occur in a private attorney's office. So if we were both able to afford our own attorneys, we couldn't go to the law offices of O'Hare and Abrams and say, please represent both of us. The court says, and the rules of the bar say, that one of us would be able to hire the O'Hare-Abrams firm and the other one would have to go and find a different law firm. What this Supreme Court ruling simply says is that the same standards that apply if you can afford a lawyer have to apply if you cannot afford a lawyer.
But the court did say that this could only happen, they could only be told go somewhere else, if one of the attorneys said, oh, I have a conflict of interest with this. So there could be some cases where you could still have one county's public defender's office representing multiple defendants in the same case, couldn't there?
You can, absolutely. And you could do the same, again, in a private context. The importance of this decision is that it affirms what the Gideon case said, which is that the fact that you can't afford an attorney does not deny you access to an attorney. But more importantly, the fact that you can't afford the judicial system doesn't mean that the judicial system has to be different because you're poor. I think it's important to recognize also that this was a unanimous decision by the Georgia Supreme Court.
So what is this going to mean? You're a lawmaker and an attorney. So what is this going to mean for the budget of the public defender's office in the state, which is already understaffed and underfunded as it is?
It's going to require that the General Assembly find the resources to ensure justice for all. I've been there since 2007, and we were talking about this issue when I got there. And so I do think that this is something that is certainly on the minds of all of those members. And the question now is, how do we pay for it? How do we make certain that our budget meets our constitutional obligations?
But if we've been talking about it since 2007 when you got there and probably before, and we haven't come up with a solution now, what makes you confident that we could come up with some sort of funding solution in the future?
I find that often government is much more creative when it has no choice. And until today, one of the solutions was allowing for multiple defendants to be served by the same counsel. Now that that is no longer an option, I think it's going to force us to be more creative and to be more deliberative about solving this problem.
Does anybody have any idea how much it would cost to fall in line with what the court has now said?
I don't know that there's a hard and fast number. I do know that there are comparatives from around the country, and certainly comparatives we can look at from previous year's budgets. We can see the number of times we've used conflict counsel, because there is a system when there is an absolute conflict and you need to use independent counsel to provide for legal representation. We may have to extrapolate from there how many multiple defendant cases could have possibly fallen into this rule.
But does it happen very often, or is it a pretty rare thing?
I think that it it is frequent enough that it's important to have this decision. And the reality is that whether it's one case or 100 cases, the fundamental issue is that justice should not be dependent on how much you can afford to pay.
Atlanta State Representative Stacey Abrams, a Democrat, is an attorney. She is also the State House Minority Leader. Representative Abrams, thanks again so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you taking up such an important conversation.